We already know stress can cause heart disease, cancer, and more. What's new here is the type of stress that can affect you.
It's not just the stress of some major life change. You can also be affected by how you handle the day-to-day stress of living. NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
Divorce, illness, job loss, the stress of these big events, researchers thought would trickle down to everyday life and make the smaller stuff, day-to-day chores, commuting, house repairs, more stressful too.
We were completely wrong.
Psychologist Carolyn Aldwin.
Both life events and hassles affect mortality, but they're independent.
Aldwin directs the Center for Healthy Aging Research at Oregon State University. She used data from a huge long-term study of male veterans enrolled in the VA healthcare system. She focused in on older men, average age 65, who said they suffered stress. She found it didn't matter whether it was caused by a major life event or by day-to-day problems. The harmful effect was the same. These stressed-out men had a 32% increased risk of dying.
As a matter of fact, the people who always perceived their daily life to be over-the-top stressful were three times more likely to die than people who rolled with the punches and didn't find their daily life very stressful.
And Aldwin said it didn't matter how many stressful events the men faced, it was how they dealt with them that made the difference.
Do you take the time in traffic to sit there and look at your watch and get really upset and say, oh my God, I'm late? Or do you kick back and listen to NPR and just say, I'm really enjoying this? You know, it's my quiet time.
Now, getting upset in traffic isn't an earth-shattering event, but if things like that happen all the time and the response is always getting really upset, then Aldwin says the harmful effects of stress take hold and can become toxic.
Stress increases cortisol levels, which in the short term can be really good, but in the long term can impair the immune system's ability to respond to cancer. It increases cholesterol levels in the blood and the stickiness of the cholesterol in the blood, so you're more likely to get clogged arteries.
So what's a middle-aged man, prone to lots of worry, to do? Harvard psychiatrist Robert Waldinger poses this question.
If you could give one magic pill that would improve physical health, improve mood, reduce weight, what would that magic drug be?
You probably know the answer.
Exercise.
Federal health officials recommend 30 minutes of moderate aerobic activity every day. And Waldinger says when it comes to fighting stress, that's enough.
When they do studies, particularly of the mood benefit, they find that more than 30 minutes a day is not necessary. You don't get any extra boost. So if you think just about stress relief and antidepressant effect, 30 minutes is enough.
Think about adding meditation, he says, to your daily routine. For many people, that can make a big difference.
Because what you do is you watch your mind spin out anxiously over trivia, and eventually it settles down. And eventually you begin to have more perspective that it really doesn't matter if you arrive a little bit late for that dinner party.
And Waldinger says some men can benefit from seeing a therapist to get to the root of why the small stuff makes them so upset. In the meantime, Oregon State University psychologist Carolyn Aldwin suggests an easy technique that can help people calm down.
When you feel yourself getting upset, just step back psychologically or even physically. Second thing you want to do is watch your breathing. People who get upset a lot breathe very rapidly and very shallowly, and it actually creates more anxiety.
So breathe slowly, calmly, she says, from your abdomen if possible. It works to slow the stress response. And finally, Harvard psychiatrist Waldinger says, here's something not to do. Don't overdo alcohol.
It feels in the moment like having that extra drink at night eliminates stress because it relaxes you. But it turns out that it disturbs sleep. Alcohol does. That alcohol over the long term is a depressant.
Some stress is inevitable for everyone, he says, but stress-related disease is not. Patty Naiman, NPR News.